Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Afternoon then. Right, one more sleep until it's only Bloody Friday. You right, chappers?
One more sleep? That's very true, though, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah. We're on till 7 o'clock tonight.
Although I bet some night workers now say
there'll be no
more sleeps for them till Friday.
All right. Lots of texts coming in there saying, when are you going to wrestle Justin Lee Collins for comic relief? This is something we discussed yesterday. And Zane got loads of people to text in at the start of his show last night. A lot of people did, saying they were keen to see this in aid of comic relief.
I can't see anybody who is against it, to be honest.
Sadly, since Becky sent stealth text a message to Justin Lee Collins yesterday when I wasn't looking. Mm-hmm. He's not replied, so I'm taking that as a he's not interested, so it's not going to happen. So sorry about that, everybody. Scott Mills.
Radio 1. He really hasn't replied.
He really hasn't,
that doesn't sound like him.
No, I was checking all night last night. This morning I woke up, nothing. So as far as I'm concerned, it's very much off.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Andy and Menston's been on saying if JLC is not available because he is very busy, why not try JLS?
Why not?
But all of them against me in the ring? No.
God, you could have them.
Do you reckon?
Yeah,
actually,
definitely.
Yeah, especially that little one. What's his name? Aston.
Come on, then.
Start on Aston and then move on, I think. Is that Justin Lee Collins texting you?
No. Podcast. It's Mills on the way home on Radio 1, and now we answer your correspondence on Dear Scott. Doing it quite early today, but we've got a lot to get through. Here's the posh lady from Radio 4 with what you've been mostly asking us this week.
Dear Scott, some rude messages recently have said they don't understand the point of Becky, and I think that's insulting. Becky provides constant laughs at Chappers and Scott's expense. Spouts accidental innuendo, which is hilarious. Interjects awkward silences with funny comments. Mm-hmm. Speaks in an amusing way with funny phrases and styles of talking. Brings a great feature to the Scott Mills show, Becky's Classifieds. Knows a lot about celebrities and pop culture and comments on it intelligently. Laughs at the same stupid things I do. Smiley. Zach.
Like this, you mean?
That is a good one.
Who's Zach, then?
I don't know, it's not me. It was an actual genuine email.
I like it that they bullet pointed it as well.
But also, what I've got strange ways of talking. I think that's just my Somerset accent, isn't it?
Maybe.
Is he being rude?
Could be, lover. Anyway, that's good to know that you're appreciated
nice.
By at least some people, isn't it?
Makes
it?
That's
really good.
Better.
I agree with all those points,
yeah.
though.
Oh, thanks, Mark.
Pleasure.
Next.
Dear Scott, I have a slight obsession with you since you appeared in More magazine this week. Didn't realise you were so hot. Pam.
I know it's really bad, and I know there's young people called Pam, but I had this vision of, like, this 55-year-old...
It was going really well until Pam.
...on magazine.
Sorry, Pam.
I'm
sure you're really nice.
You're laughing at somebody who really likes you. That's not very nice.
I know it's bad, but I do... I've always found the name Pam amusing, and I don't know why. And it's...
Is it because it's a bit like spam?
I don't know. It just makes me laugh. And nothing against Pams. I know we'll have a lot of Pams listening now going...
Pamela?
Pamela, going, shut up.
So if anybody's ever introduced you as Pam or Pamela, you laugh, do you?
I do a bit, yeah. I'm really sorry. It's just one of those things.
Scott, even, this is Pam. And then you burst into hysterics.
When Pam from Destiny's Child came in with the other two, Kelly and Beyonce, I had to stifle my laughter then, to be honest. But thanks, Pam, very much for your kind comments.
Hi, Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one that doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady. I just wanted to say that I was listening to the podcast about Celebrity Come Dine With Me when Becky said that she would like to go on it with Rupert Penry-Jones. I was in Pizza Express the other day with my family and was very surprised when I saw that a few tables away was Rupert Penry-Jones with his family. I think this means that, in a way, I went to dinner with him. Love you, from Jessica.
Can you imagine if it was you in that Pizza Express?
I would have been... I'm so gutted.
You would have claimed that you'd been to dinner with him, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I went out to dinner last night with Rupert Penry-Jones.
Yeah.
You'd have been more embarrassing than when you had dinner with...
Oh, no, not the man from the IT crowd.
You didn't have dinner with him, he was just in there.
No, I had dinner with him as well.
No, he was on the different
I did have
table.
Dinner with him by the end of it. I gate-crashed his meal so much. I was a close personal friend.
God, that was embarrassing.
Yes, it was. We'll move on.
Becky.
I bet you can probably work out which Pizza Express Rupert Penry Jones was in, I would imagine.
I can actually.
No,
You've probably checked that.
That might be my new favourite one to go to.
If you're not aware of this, Becky is obsessed with this man, Rupert Penry Jones. If you don't know who he is, he's the bloke who used to be in Spooks. That narrows it down. The posh one that used to be in Spooks.
And was in Whitechapel.
Yeah, and he got blown up. Sorry if you haven't seen that episode. And Rupert Penry Jones is involved in this phone call from Chappers after 4:30, isn't he?
Yep.
You so fell for it.
You're feeling so stupid now.
Come on, God. I'm not... Judge for yourselves when you hear it, but I think I knew who it was the whole time. Well, I didn't know who it was, but I knew it wasn't who it
right,
claimed
it's
to
fine.
Be.
We'll just play it after 4:30. It's good. And you did fall for it. Next.
Dear Scott, I was listening to your podcast from backstage at the Brits, and the guys from the Pet Shop Boy said that Chappers was a legend, and Chappers replied, "I know." Tongue sticking out, smiley. I was just wondering, does Chappers really think of himself as a legend? By the way, love the show. Rachel in Cumbria, XX.
Chappers?
Now, I've listened back to this, and it wasn't actually the Pet Shop Boys that said you were a legend. It was Scott. But the evidence is there for all to hear.
I'll tell you what it was, because they didn't know you until you opened your mouth, do you remember? And
I said
something. And Chris off the Pet Shop Boys went, "Oh, I recognise his voice now, hello."
Yeah.
And then I went,
"Chappers, you're such a legend."
I know. There it is.
Yeah,
it's right
there.
It
wasn't really in agreement with you, though, was it? Because I was just
Chappers, you're such a legend.
You do say I know.
Yeah, and but then you realise that you're saying it halfway through and think, oh my God, this is embarrassing. I might just turn
it
into a laugh.
I'm going to turn this into a laugh. I know.
Oh.
Chappers, you're such a legend.
Amazing. Can we go back to what the point of Becky is?
Anyway. More Dear Scott's coming up later. Anything you want to ask us, go ahead.
You are a legend, Mark.
You are. Scott.mills. I know. Scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just drop me an email, yeah?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Now, as we were discussing, Becky has got a bit of a favourite on TV, as the Radio 4 lady explained earlier on Dear Scott.
Becky said that she would like to go on it with Rupert Penry Jones.
On a date.
Well, I thought we were talking about Celebrity Come Dine With Me.
Yes.
That's what you'd like to go on it with him with.
Date as well.
Yeah. Now, if you don't know who Rupert Penry Jones is, he's a bit of posh totty, isn't he? He's off Spooks. He's dead now. Not in real life,
no.
Obviously.
He's got a thriving career in real life.
In the show, he's dead.
Plot spoiler alert.
Yeah, why?
Sorry. You should have put up your warning triangle before you mentioned that.
Problem is... He's actually married, isn't he, Rupert Penry Jones?
Mm-hmm.
Who's he married to?
Dervla Kerwin.
Oh, Dervla Kerwin.
Now that'll confuse
That's
people.
Brilliant. How long did that take you?
Thought of it earlier.
She's Irish, is Dervla Kerwin.
Now, what's she off of?
Ballykiss Angel.
What was Ballykiss Angel about?
It was set in a pub in Ireland, wasn't it?
Okay, and what happened?
It was
happened,
just like village stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Sounds a bit boring. Was it?
Yeah, I thought it was
I
good.
Can't really remember.
It's one of those Sunday night ones you wouldn't go out of your way to watch it, but once you get into it, really good.
She's got quite a nice voice. She's on those adverts,
isn't
she?
She's on the food adverts, yeah. You know.
Is she the... This isn't just any old mushrooms, whatever. Is that her?
Yeah, these are.
Okay.
I like the way he just corrected his grammar there. This isn't any old mushroom. These are.
Right, do deliver.
So, tell us what happened. This is the next call that Chappers made. Becky keeps trying to get you back, but it doesn't work.
This isn't any old prank call. This is. because she has this obsession with Rupert Penry Jones, I thought, well, it'd be quite good to get Dervla Kerwin
Dervla Kerwin.
Dervla Kerwin to ring Becky up. And just warn her a little bit that she shouldn't be so...
To keep her hands off her
to
man.
To keep her hands off her man, basically. So I scoured the office upstairs for a female who could do an Irish accent.
Now, this girl promised us that she was really good at doing an Irish accent.
So we got Fiona, and Fiona came down into this studio and phoned Becky, and I was in a different studio buzzing through into Fiona's ear, telling her what to say.
OK, but so Becky couldn't hear Fiona...
No, Becky, I couldn't hear you,
pillock. Becky couldn't hear me.
You, sorry.
She could hear Fiona.
That would be the worst prank call in the world.
That wouldn't
as
be very good.
As yours, but that would be worse.
I found a woman with an Irish accent to phone Becky, but Becky couldn't hear her.
Becky can only hear you.
It was truly amazing. Right, so anyway, just to clear this up, then.
Sorry, I really
now,
stuffed that.
Now you've stuffed this up. So there's Fiona who works upstairs who can do an Irish accent. She's pretending to be Dervla Kerwin on the phone to Becky. I'm in a different studio telling Fiona what to say. Becky can't hear me, but strangely enough, can hear Fiona stroke Dervla.
I'm so glad you explained that.
There we go.
Here it is.
Radio 1.
Hello, can I speak to Becky, please?
Hello, can I speak to Becky, please?
Speaking?
Becky, my name's Dervla Kerwin.
Hello?
Becky, my name's Dervla Kerwin.
Who, sorry?
Dervla Kerwin.
Dervla Kerwin.
Sorry, say again?
Dervla Kerwin.
Dervla Kerwin.
Do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am?
Yes.
I'm the woman off Ballykiss Angel.
I'm the woman off Ballykiss Angel.
Yes?
Now, I'll keep this brief. Stay away from my man.
Sorry? No, I'll keep this brief. Stay away from my man.
Do you understand me?
Do you understand me?
My friend heard you talking about my husband on the radio.
My friend heard you talking about my husband on the radio.
Right.
You definitely know who I am.
Do you definitely know who I am?
Yes, you're the one off Ballykiss Angel.
Why are you telling everyone you want my husband?
Why are you telling everyone you want my husband?
Who is this?
I want you to apologise.
I want you to apologise.
I'm very sorry. Why am I apologising to a fake Dervla Kerwin?
I am not fake.
I'm
very
not fake.
Busy. You are. Your accent's rubbish. I'm very sorry, Dervla.
I want a proper apology.
I want a proper apology.
Well, I'll apologise once I've actually done what I meant to be apologising for.
From now on, say you fancy his brother.
From now on, you've got to say you fancy his brother.
No.
Henry Penry
it's
Jones.
Not good enough.
Henry Penry.
Can I please go now?
All right, have you learned your lesson?
All right, have you learned your lesson?
Yes, I have.
OK, all right.
All right, then.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Ta-ta, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, bless Fiona, she tried, but that was rubbish.
You need to do it yourself in future.
Do you know what? I think I would have found it more believable if Chappers had done it than Irish accent.
The first rule, I think, of doing a prank call is you need to be able to say the person's name, I find.
Becky, my name's Dervla Kerwin.
Hello?
Becky, my name's Dervla McCurran.
Who, sorry?
Dervla Kerwin.
Dervla Kerwin.
Sorry, say again?
Dervla Kerwin.
Dervla Kerwin.
Three times.
I kind of feel that maybe I didn't brief her.
I was going
to
say
properly,
that. Maybe we should
be honest.
We should have maybe run through
maybe
her name.
Maybe I should have had a proper sit-down chat with her.
Becky, my name's Dervla Kerwin.
Hello?
Becky, my name's Dervla McCurran.
Bless.
From now on, you've got to say you fancy his brother.
No.
Henry Penry
it's
Jones.
Not good enough.
Henry Penry.
Oh, she tried.
Oh, dear. But even though the accent was slightly dodgy, she still fell for it.
Scott Mills. Radio 1. This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
The worst Irish accent I've ever heard, but it made the whole thing a lot funnier. From Claire in Belfast, Michelle in Stoke liked it, Laura in Richmond had to pull over.
Henry Penry. Dervla McCurran.
When she first said Dervla Kerwin, I nearly fell off my chair in the other studio that I was in.
If you want to get that again,
I didn't have a good feeling about it from that moment on.
We'll put it on a podcast for you tomorrow so you can hear
Dervla McCurran
and
Henry Penry
as much as you want.
The Scott Mills Daily is free, and you can download it so you get all our best bits every day. bbc.co.uk/radio1. That was Gary Goh and Wonderful. You two coming next, and guess what? They are on Oh What's Occurring at 5:30 tonight.
You're not winding me up like
actual
that.
You
two. I'm not falling for that.
It's on. 5:30.
Well, with proper Irish accent.
It's really them. Honest.
I don't believe it.
We haven't just got this lady back again.
David McCurdon.
Yeah, that's Bono, that is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, What's Occurring? 5:30 tonight, featuring actual Bono in the Edge off U2. And not somebody doing a really bad Irish accent. It's really them.
I'll believe it when I hear it.
That's on. 5:30. On TV tonight. Guess which show?
EastEnders.
Skins last week. Not EastEnders.
Oh, you're on TV tonight. I thought you just said on TV tonight, .. Like we're going to do some listings.
All right.
Yeah. It's a question.
Is it question time?
No.
That would be brilliant.
MasterChef?
No.
What's the final tonight?
Oh, it's the... I did actually just click my finger, sorry. Paris.
Yep. All the best shows have a theme tune with the person featured singing it.
Mm-hmm. I still can't believe you auditioned for this.
I didn't audition for it. They asked me to go on it.
Oh.
It's Paris Hilton's...
They asked you to audition and you agreed.
They asked me to go and sit on a sofa with Paris and judge a talent contest. Paris Hilton's British Best Friend. It's on ITV2 tonight. It's quite good. In a trashy kind of way.
Is that because you're on it?
No, I just think generally it's one of those shows that's like, oh my God, but I do like it.
Are you allowed to tell us the kind of people that you are judging?
Well, this is what I have to do tonight. All the people have to impress Paris.
Time for a text.
Hi, BBFs. Best friends should make each other laugh and smile. So I think it's time for some entertainment.
Yeah.
Pick an envelope and get practicing for a talent show this evening. DJ Scott Mills is coming over to help me judge. Loves it.
Wow.
That applause faded quite quickly,
didn't it?
Didn't it,
yeah.
I like the way the other one, when the first applause went, she went, it gets better.
So what happens in the show is...
They really screamed for you, though.
Paris sends them a text, you see, telling them what their next challenge is, and it was a talent contest. And here's where I come in.
Finally, it's showtime.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
This is Scott Mills.
Hi, Scott.
Like me, he can tell a hot new act from a complete disaster.
That's me.
I thought you had people who did that for you.
Like me, he can tell a hot new act from a complete disaster.
That's what I told her.
Right, well, yeah. Who are we to argue?
I've asked him to come here today to help me judge on your performances.
Obviously, the more entertaining and the more talented you are, the better friend you'd be for Paris. Agreed?
Yes!
Let the show commence. Let's do it.
Okay, it's like X Factor. Yeah. Wise words, may I say.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're the master.
Samuel, who's on the show, if you watch this show, you'll know that he's the very excitable boy, the only boy on it. He's very excited.
I'm just waiting to go in now, really. I'm feeling a bit nervous, like the X Factor, innit?
Is he quite flamboyant?
Very, yeah.
I'm just waiting to go in now, really. I'm feeling a bit nervous, like the X Factor, innit?
Is it really?
It's like the X Factor, innit?
No. You're like this a lot, chappers. So they're on the stage, and...
I'm so sorry, but...
Don't worry about it.
I'm just nervous because of Chris. I mean, Scott.
Emma, it's Scott Mills.
Since you're like a Radio 1 like guy and it's freaking me out.
Yeah. Just like that, yeah.
Chris, yep. Scott, Colin.
Oh, I love it. It's on ITV2 tonight. I know what you're thinking, Cheppers. Why the hell did you go on this show? I can see it in your eyes.
I know. I'm thinking, I must work out how to set my generic hard disk recorder to record it because I'm not going home before it's on.
Who would turn down a chance to sit on a sofa and spend the evening with Paris Hilton?
I agree with you. I presume you didn't put that girl through that got your name wrong. I presume you didn't put the girl through that got your name wrong.
I'm so sorry, but...
Don't worry about it.
I'm just nervous because of Chris. I mean, Scott, I mean, Scott.
Emma, it's Scott Mills.
No, she didn't get very far.
You're out, love.
Yeah, bye. Anyway, it's, yeah, Paris' show tonight. It's,
It's like the X Factor, isn't it?
I'm going to put it better myself, yeah.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Okay, then.
Oh, what's the curtain?
It's our daily guessing game quiz. Play along at home. 81199, let me know how you do.
Oh, what's the curtain?
I thought you'd have had it revoiced with by now.
Derv Le Kerwin. Who won yesterday? Chappers.
No, Becky did.
Oh, yeah, you really won
but
yesterday.
She felt it was a hollow victory.
It was a hollow victory because you claimed your singing was in tune.
Oh, yeah.
Here's today's.
Oh, what's the curtain?
You know you too.
You're going to ask us whether they sing in tune?
Nah.
Right.
You may be aware that they are on the Live Lounge, exclusive Live Lounge with Joe Wally. Joe Wiley, tomorrow morning from 10 a.m. Sorry, Joe.
It's not very nice.
And you'll be able to watch it online and hear it on Radio 1. Now, Zane Lowe met them recently. Okay. And he did an Oh, What's Occurring question for us. I know. How good is this? This is the question.
Oh, what's occurring? Right, gentlemen, I've been asked by Scotty Mills, good friend, fellow Radio 1 DJ, to put this to you, right? This is the challenge. You have 30 seconds to name as many U2 songs as you possibly can. This could either go incredibly well or spectacularly badly.
30 seconds.
Right, so that's the question.
Right.
That's the challenge. 30 seconds to name as many U2 songs as they can. Bono and the Edge, how many in 30? Becky?
12. Because they've got a thing can say, haven't they?
More than that.
I've got a lot of songs.
Yeah, I could go tactical, but I think that wouldn't be in the spirit of the game, so I'll say 17.
All right. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Here are you two trying to name as many of their songs as they can in 30 seconds.
30 seconds starts... Now, go.
Okay, go. 11 o'clock, TikTok. Sunday, Bloody Sunday. Out of Control. Miss Sarajevo. Right. Where the Streets Have No Name.
Moment of Surrender.
No Line on the Horizon.
Well, sometimes you can't make it on your own.
Vertigo.
Vertigo, yes.
Vertigo. Pride.
Pride.
Thank you. I said that.
Yeah.
You said that.
That's awful.
Is that the worst?
That's awful.
Had?
That is awful.
We were being very polite that we were sort of doing one of the.
You had it. Itch had it because he was thinking while you were fumbling.
Yes. I was having a fumble, as I often do. Some of my favourite time on my own is fumbling.
Anchor.
Good. Glad we left that in.
Now, I didn't know they were going to do it alternately. That was their downfall, I think.
Even so, they were rubbish. Think how many songs they've had. Zayn had to say Vertigo and Pride. And they said Miss Sarajevo, which they were on that song, but it wasn't them. It was by Passengers. It wasn't a U2 song.
By Passengers?
Yeah. Right, they were just on it.
So you're not counting that?
Even though
they were on it?
No, it's not a U2
very
song.
Very strict rules,
it's
that.
Not a U2 song. So they weren't. They don't know any of their songs.
Well, they know some of them.
Not many, considering how many they've had. So the answer was 9. Yes. Becky gets the point.
Oh, what's the curtain?
I feel let down.
You thought they were going to storm it, didn't you?
I did, really, yeah. Last time I trust Bono.
Now, you know how I get into TV shows quite late?
Yeah.
I found another one that I'm quite surprised that I like. This happened last night. My flatmate recorded this show. I don't know whether he meant to or not, because I'm not aware that he is a fan of it, but it was on there anyway. You know when you're deleting stuff that you've recorded?
Yeah.
And I thought, I'll stick that on, because I've never really seen it before. So I had a look, and the show was... 2 pints of lager and a packet of crisps. What? Have you seen it?
No.
It's actually quite good. I know we've dissed it before, but I would be able to get into it.
I've never seen it, so I can't comment.
It was just recorded, so I just thought, oh, I'll put that on. There was nothing else on. The trouble is, this is a dilemma for me. I think I'm the only person that watches it. Well, it could be.
No.
Because, you know, remember when Spooks was on? Everybody in the office all over the country be like, oh, did you see Spooks last night? Oh my god, brilliant. Oh, don't tell me what happens, don't tell me what happens. Same with like The Apprentice. I came into Radio 1 today and I'm like, anyone watch Two Pints of Lager? Nobody. And I don't think I've ever met anyone who watches it, have you?
No, I don't think so, no.
And that's annoying because I want to share the plot lines.
You would have been watching a completely different episode anyway because yours was from your box.
At least we can talk about the characters. And
did you see the one where? Is it one of them?
Yeah. Came into Radio 1 today, not one person. So we went out onto the streets of London earlier and we asked people, do they like two pints of lager and a packet of crisps? We did this because I just want someone to talk to about it. So how many of them do like it, do you think?
How many people did you ask? Roughly.
Seven. Roughly.
Roughly seven.
Yeah.
And if anybody says yes, then you've kept their details and you're going to talk to them, are you?
Yeah, we've got their numbers, right. So I can ring them and go, did you see the one where...
So how many people say they watch Two Pints of Lager out of seven on Stupid Street?
Yeah. There's loads of texts coming out. Oh, two pints is amazing.
There you go. You've got loads of phone numbers there. You can ring them up and have a chat about it.
Ben loves it. Jay in Cheltenham.
Apparently the live one was brilliant.
Oh,
Two?
Becky? Yeah.
None. Not because I'm being unfair, but because I've never...
It's actually quite good.
I've never found anyone... None of my friends watched it. And we normally speak to people who are on holiday in London, so... They've probably never even heard of it.
Chappa says two, you say none.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
How many people on Stupid Street actually watch Two Pints of Lager and a Packet of Crisps?
The TV show Two Pints of Lager and a Packet of Crisps. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Do you like it at all?
No.
My boyfriend quite liked it, I think. Which I find odd.
It's not very funny. Actually, I shouldn't say that because I know someone who's in it. Actually, it's really funny. It's very, very quick-witted and really sums up British society.
What do you think of it?
That's great. When the cookies were chasing the girl. The biscuit, you know, the jam biscuit? Yeah, it was chasing.
I want to see that one.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
A couple of my friends have watched it, but we don't rave about it or talk about it that often. The only time I remember we talked about it was when we saw one of the guys in it out once. And we said, hey, that's the guy from... Holby City, which I think she got wrong.
So do any of your mates like it?
I've got one or two friends.
And they watch it, do they?
Yeah, they do, unfortunately. I don't know why. I really don't. They just stay at home and watch that, yeah.
I don't know that anybody that's seen it would like to see another episode.
We've actually had discussions about this. We don't know why they keep making new series. We don't know anyone that likes it.
I'll tell you what it's good for. Late at night, when you're a little bit inebriated, you just put BBC Three on and you're like, there's two pints of lager and then some programme about naked people.
It's BBC Three.
Wow. Apparently the Halloween one is brilliant. Thanks for all your advice on this, because obviously I've just got into it now. It's been on for about 9 years.
I want to see that episode where they're talking about on there, where they get chased by some biscuits.
Biscuits, that sounds good as well, you see? Now you've heard that, you're like, oh, I'm going to check that out.
I'm intrigued.
The answer was two. Chappers gets the point.
Hang on.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Sarah Cox?
Yeah.
Well, she's not on in the mornings anymore, because Joe Wiley's back. Whee! Now, Sarah, you know when she was on in the morning, she used to talk about food a lot, as we've discovered before on Oh What's Occurring. Mm-hmm. And I suddenly realised, I think that since she's been on, we have caught it off her. I think we've talked about food more than you reckon.
Have we?
Yeah. So my question to you. This week, which of us, out of us three, me, you, Becky, which of us has mentioned the most food items?
Becky.
You think Becky?
I was going to say me too. Can I say me too or not?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
all right.
Me as well.
You're both saying Becky.
I'm obsessed.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
First of all, here's me talking about food this week.
Pick and mix.
Cut the cake.
Pick and mix.
Tart. Pick and mix. Dinner on Saturday.
Pick and mix.
White mice.
Mushy peas.
White mice.
Skinny cappuccino.
Pick and mix.
Jam sandwich.
White mice.
Double pork.
White mice.
Double pork.
White mice off of pick and mix.
Cheese.
White mice off of pick and mix.
Cheese.
Lunch cheese beefs.
Cheese.
Chimichanga.
Cheese.
Food. Mexican restaurant.
Chimichanga.
Mexican restaurant.
Chimichanga.
Was it a Mexican theme pub?
The chimichanga.
Mexican fried burritos.
Chimichanga.
To eat a penguin.
Fruity.
Burrito.
Chimichanga.
Chinese.
Fried burrito.
Couldn't possibly eat another thing.
Subway.
Tiny piece of cucumber, please.
With stuffing a foot long.
Do a 6-inch.
Subway.
Pancake. Maple syrup. Nuts.
Get a foot long down me.
A hamburger.
Had a little drink.
Beef. Cappuccino.
Double pork.
I ate a grape once in 1996.
Foodstuffs.
Airline food. The soft biscuit is the way forward.
And Rolo.
Biggest fan of Jammy Dodgers.
Lactose-free Rolo.
Tea.
Wow.
That's... See, you just don't realise you're doing it.
You don't, do you?
That is weird. A lot of them were me doing an impression of Sarah Cox, though.
No, not all of them. No, you can't blame Coxie for all of that.
Okay.
A lot of them, you weren't doing impressions of her.
48 times I mentioned food this week. Now on to Becky.
Chimichanga swine. Pick a mix of cheese. Chimichanga.
Oh.
Five? I had 48. Okay, here's Chappers.
Pick and mix. White mice, jelly sweets, cheese and wine. Chimichanga.
Turkey.
And an Alan Carr Scott sandwich.
That's not strictly food. No,
that isn't something you'd want to eat.
Well, you got...
Oh, it looks by far that you
it's
are
you.
The...
I'm the chief food boy. You said seven, so I talked about food the most this week. I'm
sounds
really shocked
right.
at that. So today it's a draw. No one gets that point. It's a draw, and I what's occurring?
Ow! Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hey, Chappers, tell us who you went jogging with earlier today.
No, I didn't go jogging with. I went for a run this morning, and as I was going for a run, as I was on my route, as I was going down a hill, this person was going uphill, and she waved at me, and it was Kay Burley from Sky News.
Wow. And she waved.
And she waved, yeah. I don't know who she thought I was.
She obviously recognised you.
Don't say what I said to you before.
What?
Well, I did for 1 minute, and much as I like this man, I wouldn't like to be confused for him. I did wonder whether she thought I was Eamon Holmes.
Oh, come on.
It did cross my mind.
You often think that with a celeb, don't you? You think you must know them, but not the other way around, really. So, oh, that's nice.
So I don't know who she thought I was. But anyhow, or maybe it's just jogger's etiquette. I don't know, when you're running...
Just a wave.
You wave when you pass each other, anyhow.
I know that when I'm running, sometimes people just do a little nod, don't they?
Yeah, a little.
I've never had anyone from Sky News wave at me. That's a first.
I feel quite honoured.
Yeah, you should.
Maybe I'll go out running tomorrow, see if I can find her.
Yeah, maybe it'll be Eamon you'll see tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, so we answer some of the nice listeners' questions then.
Yeah.
Let's do it. On Dear Scott, if you send an email in, chances are the posh Radio 4 lady will read it out and we'll answer it best we can.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers and the other members of the team, I was chatting to one of my friends recently when the topic of discussion turned to your show. I mentioned about the posh lady from Radio 4 and said that I don't think that she is posh, just well-spoken. This opened up the debate I have regularly with my friends about whether or not I myself am posh. I have decided to ask you and your team what you think.
Okay.
My argument is that a posh person is one who speaks with a plum in their mouth and is generally from a wealthy background. Now, I would say that I do not fit into either of these categories. I do speak well, but not like Boris Johnson. My friends' arguments are thus. 1. I used to live in a house which had a direction to its lawn. It was called the South Lawn, since it was south-facing.
That's posh.
Posh.
2. The aforementioned property had an orchard and a drawing room.
Posh.
3. My parents have owned at some time or another one of the following cars. Jaguar XJS, Jaguar XJ6, Mercedes SL500, Range Rover times 2, Lotus Elise/Elan.
Jeez.
Right.
Sounding quite posh so far.
I think they're loaded.
Why do you have to have a plum in your mouth if you're posh? What does that mean?
I don't know. I've never...
4.
I've never spoken with a plum in my mouth.
I haven't.
4. We used to have 2 ride-on lawnmowers. The South Lawn and the orchard were rather large. 5. My parents used to own a boat, the last one being about 40 foot. 6. We used to have a nanny who would pick my siblings and me up after school, since my parents both worked. 7. My parents now live abroad and have their own swimming pool. 8. They think I speak posh. Their list goes on. However, I tend to argue all of their points. So, what makes one posh, and am I indeed posh? Many thanks, Thomas.
Thing is, you can be rich, can't you, and still not posh.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say, they might have been those ones that win the lottery and, like, still spent like that, but kind of...
still what?
Do you know the ones I mean? The ones that get those big concrete concrete lions and put them at the gates.
Oh, yeah, like that.
And put a pool table guy. And have, like, a games room just because they
name?
Can.
What's wrong with having a games room? No, I'd have a games room because I have a house big enough, but if I did...
How do they speak?
No, I'm not doing it again.
No, go on.
Sort of like that.
New money, that's what you're saying, isn't
it? Yeah. Right. Win the lottery.
Okay, well, we don't really know that much about you, but...
But he sounds very posh.
You do sound posh, to be honest.
He sounds very posh to me. Plums in the mouth.
Sorry.
Or no plums in the mouth.
Yeah. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, Smiley, the one that doesn't speak, and the random but lovely posh Radio 1 lady. Recently, in our RS lessons at school, we had to plan our own weddings, including the dress, reception, flowers, everything. We also had to pick a groom to marry and include a picture. I included you, and that picture of you off of the podcasts. Perhaps not the most flattering, but hey. No. Unfortunately, your smiling orange face did not win me the best groom prize.
Oh.
Instead, that went to the girl who married George Banks off of Mary Poppins. Oh well, better luck another time. Lots of love, Lucy, Smiley, XXX.
Oh, sorry I didn't win you the groom competition.
I love it that it went to George Banks, though.
Who was he?
He's off of Mary Poppins. He's the dad in Mary Poppins. He's got, like, dark black hair and a tash.
Oh, okay.
And he works in a bank and he's quite boring.
But he won best groom.
Mm.
Rubbish.
Is that photo of you the one that she used where you're sort of crouching down doing some kind of kung fu pose?
It's the one that looks a bit like George Michael.
I don't like George Michael.
Well...
Why? Where was it taken?
It doesn't really look like me. No, it's just me kind of staring straight ahead. If you download the podcast, you'll know the photo I mean.
Wait, what era of George Michael? Are we...
The Go Outside one.
So...
That's George Banks there, Chappers, in the bowler hat.
Oh, right, yeah.
No, hang on, can we go back to me looking like George Michael in the Outside video?
No, I didn't say in the Outside video.
Oh, right, that era.
Chappers,
that
era. What era? God, I didn't see you dressed up as a policeman.
You're very sad.
Although, to be fair, you quite often are dressed up as a policeman.
Not a urinal, I don't think, to be fair to him.
God.
I don't know if he's on set and needs the loo.
Next.
Dear Scott, firstly, I have to make an apology. It was me that saw you cross the road in London at lunchtime today and shouted at you. I do drive a van a lot, but I'm not your stereotypical obnoxious white van man.
I remember this. Someone shouted at me the other day.
Having seen you cross the road in front of me, I got excited and all I could muster was a Millsy! Wahey! I wanted to say sorry to you and also make myself feel better. While I'm writing this email, I may as well mention that if you remember Let Loose off of the 90s and Crazy for You, then Richie Wurmerling has reformed the group with 4 other musicians, and I am one of the guitarists. The new album is coming out around March, and I was going to give you a copy, but you disappeared pretty sharpish.
I really did.
Probably hot-footing it away from me. When the promo copies are finished, we will drop one in for you. I think it's something you'll enjoy. Anyway, sorry again, and we all love the show. Love you, Jamie, off of Let Loose.
Amazing. So that bloke in the white van that went, "Hooray! Millsy!" is actually from 90s pop combo Let Loose. What are the chances of that? The 2009 version of Let Loose, obviously, because they're back. Wow.
So...
What?
You're being stalked by a guitarist from the reformed Let Loose.
He was a very nice man. He just kind of alarmed me a little bit because I, you know, like someone shouts your name, you're like, huh? I just crossed over some traffic.
Were you dressed as George Michael?
No. Us 90s stars have got to stick together. Anything you want to ask? Please. Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. Send me an email and we'll answer
you
it.
You actually want the album, don't you?
I wouldn't mind. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1. Today's Becky's insult has been that I look like George Michael in the Outside video. They seem to be coming quite thick and fast at the moment. There's like one a day at the moment, and that's today. So thanks for that. Sorry. And what? Ty Cruz.
I did. You know when you had those pictures done?
Yeah.
I did say this one makes you look like George Michael. And you went, oh, I don't. I'm not showing them to you. I'll make the decision on my own. Mm. So I did warn you before you stuck it on the internet.
I didn't stick it on the internet though. And yeah. Anyway, I see what you mean a little bit.
Yeah.
This is my favourite text of the day. Nothing wrong with looking like George Michael, and that's from Hannah off of Surrey. What era George Michael do you think Hannah looks like? Radio 1 Podcast. Radio
1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.